WNYC has been profiling every child in the city who dies by gunfire. Nearly a week ago in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, 16-year-old Kimani Gray was fatally shot by police who say the teen pointed a gun at them. The shooting has led to days of violent protests and dozens of arrests in the neighborhood. WNYC's Kathleen Horan sat down with Kimani's mother to find out more about the boy whose death sparked the unrest.
Kimani's my sixth child. Very loving child. Very playful. Funny guy.
Carol Gray is planted on a sofa in the middle of her East New York living room. She's wearing head-to-toe black and barely interacts with her large family scattered in the room.
Take him to the room.
Nearby, there's a memorial with several snapshots showing different faces of Kimani flashing his wide brown eyes. They're tacked up next to a candle and a plate of toaster strudel, one of his favorite snacks. She recalls the son they called Kiki was always a fast learner.
Knows how to ride a bike at like about two. When I said a bike that an adult rides. Learn to go to the store on his own. Learn about money from an early age. Yeah.
Some handwritten condolence cards are scattered across her lap. They're from the 16-year-old's fellow students at Manhattan's Urban Assembly High School. She reads one.
He says, Friday was the last time I saw Kimani. I had two periods with him. Everyone in school misses him, and it's weird not having him around.
She says her son liked school, but not as much as sleeping. She'd go to great lengths every day to try to get him out of bed.
Shout, scream, lose sleep. I will wake him up and he will doze right back off.
She'd even throw cold water on him. Kimani did well in school until a few years ago when the family hit some snags. It started when she left her husband and they moved to a domestic violence shelter.
We spent literally a year and a half, to be exact, in the shelter system.
Gray doesn't want to go into detail except to say that she and her ex would have volatile fights and the best thing was to leave. Not long after, her oldest son Jama was killed in a car crash. She says Kimani not only lost his brother, but someone who watched over him like a father.
Jamal used to like really make sure homework is done. He's off the street certain time of night. You know, he's in bed a certain time of night. You know, Jamal used to make sure he got everything. Jamal used to buy him his clothing, his shoes and everything. And when Jamal passed away, that all stopped. So he started feeling like resentful, like no one is there for him.
She says Kimani shut down even though everyone else was grieving too. And he pulled away more when they had to move into her brother's Brooklyn apartment and share one room.
It was me and Kimani, my two daughters, and my son Jashani. We all slept on the same bed.
Gray says he'd sometimes stay out late because he said he had nothing to come home to. She admits he got arrested a few times for things like riding in a stolen car and for getting rowdy with his friends at McDonald's. He was also picked up for truancy. She thought things would settle down a little when he got his own bedroom in their new apartment.
I remember when I shake the keys in front of him that Friday night when I got the keys from over here, he jumped as high as to the ceiling and said, yes, you know, finally out of here.
They moved into a four-bedroom duplex just a few days before he was shot. The evening it happened, he was outside a friend's house on his way to a birthday party in East Flatbush.
Do you think he could have carried a gun just to be tough?
I have no idea, but my point as a mother is, regardless, if you even suspect that he has a gun, one shot was enough. Not so many. The neighbors said Kimani was crying for his life. He was like, okay, you got me, you got me. I don't want to die, you know, I don't want to die, don't kill me.
The medical examiner says Kimani was shot 7 times. He had wounds in both the front and back of his body. The NYPD says he was acting suspicious when plainclothes officers approached him. They allege he pointed a .38 caliber revolver at them, and they opened fire. The officers involved have been placed on administrative duty pending an investigation. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.